Usborne Bug Tales. The Bug Who Wanted a Hug by Russell Punter. When you hear this sound, turn the page. This story's full of insects, earwigs, wasps, and slugs. Plus moth, bee, ants, some fireflies, and a beetle in need of a hug. Meet Bob the water beetle. His home is warm and snug. But poor Bob has no friends, and so he never gets a hug. I need to meet some bugs, he thinks. I'm lonely and I'm glum. So Bob decides to find some pals. I'm off to have some fun. Some bugs are playing with a ball. Their game's well underway. I'll make friends with these teams, thinks Bob. He stops to watch them play. Just then, an earwig scores a goal. His teammates shout and cheer. They gather round to hug their friend. That gives me an idea. Can I join in your game? Bob asks. Okay, the earwigs say. I'll score a goal and win new friends. The ball soon comes Bob's way. Bob kicks the ball towards the goal. Oh no! The ball flies wide. He makes a mess of every shot. You've just let down the side. The final score is 14-1. We lost, all thanks to you. There's no chance of a hug for Bob. That beetle's no good. Boo. I'll try my luck elsewhere, thinks Bob. A line of bugs goes by. They're off to play some keep fit games. Bugville Leisure Club. Keep fit. Have fun. All bugs welcome. I might give that a try. Bob spots a course of obstacles. A race is due to start. Bob quickly joins the yellow team. I'll make friends taking part. Bob springs nimbly through the rings, along the log. Good luck! But when he slides inside the tube, he finds that he is stuck. Get a move on, cry the flies. We're losing, shout the slugs. The red team is across the line. They celebrate with hugs. At last, Bob pops out from the tube. Why did we let him play? The yellow team just looks fed up. Bob trudges on his way. Bob sees a sign outside a hall. Dance contest, here today. Inside, the dance floor is packed with bugs. The couples swing and sway. Who's won the prize for finest jive? Step forward, moth and slug. The judge holds out a silver cup, and Moth gives Slug a hug. The disco contest's coming next. Bob asks a bee to dance. I'll make a friend if we do well. Bob thinks they stand a chance. But Bob has never danced before. He tries to strut his stuff. A dance disaster, cries the judge. Bee flies off in a huff. Now Bob the beetle's feeling low. I'll never get a hug. He limps down to the riverbank. He's one unhappy bug. An ant sits on the water's edge. It's just not fair, she sighs. She looks fed up. Bob asks her why. "I can't swim," she replies. All my friends are having fun. I can't join in, you see.
"I'll teach you how to swim," says Bob. "It's easy, just watch me."
So Bob spends all day with the ant. She learns so much from him. Just as the sun's about to set, the ant cries, "I can swim!" The ant gives Bob a great big hug. She almost dents his shell. But wait, the hugs aren't over yet. Ant's friends join in as well. "What a teacher!" comes the cheer. He's loved by all the bugs. Now Bob's new life is full of friends. Bob Beetle's swimming lessons here. And snuggly, wuggly hugs. The Bug Who Wanted a Hug was read by Brian Vokes and produced by Mari McKinnon with sound production by Beth Punter. This is an Usborne audio production.